Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for checking those out. Thank you for buying my book. I appreciate it very much. I know it's helping you because I hear from you, and you tell me that. And I knew that first, though, because I reported what's happening. In the book, I reported what's happening right now, and these are things that need to be said, and you're reading it and taking it to heart, and I appreciate it very much. I'm glad to hear that. So I want to talk about, in the previous segment, I talked about my concern for Main Street small businesses and some research that I gave you from my that we did, but also back, you know, whenever I offer you our research, our unscientific online polling research, I always bump it up against what real pollsters, real researchers, you know, scientific folks, the folks who have real, a lot of, you know, they have million-dollar budgets to do this sort of thing. I always bump it up against their findings, and it's amazing how close you are with your responses in our little online polling. It's amazing how close you are to what those companies find. And when I see that, and I see responses like I did last week, that led me to believe that small businesses are having a tough time right now. Not any one business in particular, but the world of small business, what I call Main Street. The Main Street economy is really having a tough time right now. I'm worried about all three of the pillars of the Main Street economy, frankly, of the American dream. The three early organizations that really took the Constitution, the liberty that you and I derive from the Constitution, took that liberty and ran with it. And made America the foundation. Made the foundation of what America is today. Was the Main Street small business, which includes farmers, ranchers. And that's the first pillar. The second pillar were small banks, community banks, local banks. The third pillar that came right after that was chambers of commerce. Those same groups, owners and bankers and leaders, coming together and saying, let's find a common cause. Let's promote our economies, our markets together. And they formed chambers of commerce. Folks, all three of those entities are under assault right now. Because the chamber of commerce is only so good as the local businesses. And as big businesses are pulling in their budgets, they're not funding chambers like they used to. Small businesses are diminishing. There are many fewer small businesses today than there were 10 years ago, 7 years ago, and fewer being created than ever before. That means the chambers are having a hard time getting their budgets filled. And then of course community banks, who've always been strong supporters of chambers, they're having a tough time right now. So the three pillars of Main Street, small businesses, banks, small banks, and chamber of commerce, are really having a tough time right now. And meanwhile, you know, we got other organizations that don't seem to care, like Wall Street and Washington. And so I think at some point in time, Americans are going to have to decide, okay, what's real here? Look around you, my friends, and say, okay, I want things that are real. I want to move toward things that are real, things that I can drive a nail into, that I can put something on top of and it won't collapse, things that I can look into, I can shine a light on, and it looks the same inside as it is outside. that I can hear what what that entity has to say, and what they said will come to pass. Those are real things, my friends, and I want more of that. As an American, I want more real things in my life. Real people, real relationships, real companies, real transactions, real politics, real policy, real investments, real returns. And right now, you only find real things on Main Street. And Main Street is going down. It's diminishing. And I'm not a negative person, folks. I'm just reporting the truth to you. I have to tell you the truth. That's what I do here. Main Street is not growing. It's not prospering. But the things that are not real seem to be doing better. With the fallaciousness of them, which is Wall Street, and which is Washington. And so what we have to do, my friends, we have to get back control, and we have to put some reality into those two areas. We can do it, Main Street. But we have to believe that we can. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. 7 months or more. Ran out of time and money. Looks like they took my friend. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in old diapers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.